Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Listen to me very carefully.
You're listening to Barrett Hill Hardcoreism. How's it, baby?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all, because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Anyway, let's say we embark on a little bit of politics. I don't think we'll be doing that for a while.
No.
Because it's boring as hell. You know, I got a little clip Mike's going to play a little bit later from the movie Networks. A minute and 46 seconds is going to be our political statement for the night. I think you'll enjoy it, you know, because we're mad as hell and we've been taking it for over 40 years. Anyway, welcome to the Red Pill Hardcore Depository. And we are going to take calls tonight, too. You people out there, yeah, I really just said that, you people. Y'all need to call 512-248-8252. Or if you don't have a dime, call 800-313-9443 at 512-248-8252, 800-313-9443. We welcome your calls, and we will talk to you. Keep it clean. We got kids listening. Act like you're civilized, okay? But bring it on. Let's want to hear what you say, because we need ideas, because we are talentless. All right. How's it going, Ted?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I broke my fast today. It was a five-day fast, and I've got to tell you, I don't care how you come off those things. There's a right way and a wrong way. And the right way is, you know, the way I do it is I drank a little orange juice, and I drink a little bit more orange juice, and then I drink a little more orange juice. And by the time I got to around 5 o'clock, I was eating cottage cheese. And, I tell you, my wife, during this 5 days, she's been eating fettuccine Alfredo and fried chicken and, I'll sit there and, you know, be making notes or working. I've got a little office set up in the kitchen, and it's terrible. But after the show, I'm going to go in and I'm going to do probably one of the worst things you could do if you're not coming off a fast. But coming off a fast, it's okay to do it. I made a tuna casserole earlier today and put it in the fridge, and I'm going to cut a piece of that off. And I don't drink, as you know, I don't drink alcohol, but I went and got a Michelob Tall Boy and Michelob Ultra Tall Boy, and I'm going to have a piece of that casserole and that Michelob tall boy, and then I probably won't wake up until about 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Boy, I tell you what, I got an update for everybody. In fact, I have two updates for y'all. You know, we were working on the agape thing, and as of this morning, it looked like the judge had thrown the whole thing out, and it kind of looked, you know, bad for the offensive team and everything. But in the middle of the afternoon, the Speaker of the House of Missouri called in the FBI, the Justice Department, because you know, state lines, I guess they told him or something, but some of the FBI, the Justice Department, and the CS and the RPS and all that. So I think that solved itself. But, you know, one of our kids were with me. We didn't go that way. We'll keep y'all posted. The Kansas City Star and the Missouri Independent actually broke that story, so we didn't break the story, we just added to it. And you got these things all over the country. Old news, nobody wants to hear it. You know, oh my God, Wilbur, did you really just say that? Yeah, no. Yeah, because nobody wants to hear that unless you're directly involved.
Well, it's a terrific way to make money.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, a big old head up there. You want to make some fast cash? Sell yourself some kids.
you can if you want to make a lot of money and you've got some acreage and so and some facilities on it, or if you can access it, if you can rent it, declare yourself a church, and then make the church the structure of the church a post office box or something. Separate, you know, from the property itself, and then make this a subsidiary of your church, because this is what they're doing, and then open yourself up a boys' ranch or a girls' ranch that takes in troubled youth, troubled teens, and believe me, the world, the America is so full of troubled teens and. Parents that are pulling their hair out, don't know what to do with them, then they will come to your door. It's like that field of dreams. They build it and they will come. And as long as you don't attract the attention of the police or the Children's Protective Services, you don't have to have certified people on board. You've got to have access to some medical personnel, and all the money's tax free. You don't have to pay any taxes on the money, and if you do it in a place like Missouri, you're only subject to one legal authority, and that is the police and the prosecutor's office of the county that you're in, and that's pretty much what's going on over there. The FBI can come in. They can bring in the police. They can bring anybody they want. You know, but they can handle each charged individual on a separate basis and continue to operate without slowing down.
Exactly. And that's what they've been doing. This guy, Brian, I did catch a couple things. Brian, who is, I guess, the prophet of Agape, he's the ringleader. He actually says, involves the separation of church and state. We own this property, so the state can't come in here and do a thing about what we're doing because we have the power of God behind us and all this other nonsense, you know. And I'm thinking, hey, I'm thinking, hey, have you people ever seen the movie Deliverance? Okay, do I have to say more?
Do you know the story behind the word husband?
No, go ahead.
Well, there's a story behind the word chuppah. If you read up on Jewish language, you'll find out that a lot of the words have stories behind them. And the word chuppah comes from the story of a boy who murdered his parents. He killed his mom and his dad. And so they right quick light came and got him and dragged him before the judiciary council of the rabbis, And his defense was, please don't hurt, please don't prosecute me. I'm an orphan. And that's where that word hutzpah comes from.
Oh,
so to take tax-free dollars, okay, to take in tax-free dollars, and then invoke, you know, the separation of church and the state, that involves a little hutzpah, if you ask me.
It does, but...
Oh, shucks, I mean, I'm sorry. Who said that?
well, I don't know, it sounded like Billy.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? I just gave that routine. My two grandsons are sleeping now right here in front of me and everything. But, you know that routine I gave last night about the diarrhea and the plastic bag?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave that, I was telling you about that, and they literally couldn't breathe. They were laughing so hard.
They didn't know that story?
No, they know it happened with them in town. But that the image of Puck holding that Big Mac in her left hand and Timmy handing her a grocery bag full of diarrhea and corn was just, I mean, and they kept holding their hands up like they were laughing, and then laughing harder and harder and harder and harder.
If you told me that Timmy built a flying saucer out of a garbage can lid and managed to get that thing to fly, I would not be surprised. It's just not something that would make my jaw drop. That guy, you remember when he got us on a three-way call and it was because the FBI were in the tops of the trees and he was literally, you know, screaming and about the FBI. So I got off the call and I called the manager of the motel that he was staying in, and the manager went down there and said that, well, yeah, you know, they'd been setting off some little firecrackers or something in the trees in a mall nearby that had driven all the blackbirds over to the trees by the motel. And he was looking out the window, and he just felt like that was the FBI keeping an eye on him.
Folks, this was the same motel he was staying in. He was in that he moved. He pulled up the commode. By the way, this is all messed up. So he pulled up the commode and put it in the kitchen. Then he started digging a mining tunnel after he removed the tunnel. He finally found the sewer busted open, collecting pretty well guess what they were. Took them out of the car, dog in the way, but take the stuff back to render the gold. Gold was a little hard corn.
I cannot understand how he got away with everything he did. It is still to me incomprehensible how he managed to string that out the way he did. He went to Utah by skipping his parole and found a job with a guy who had skipped parole in
California
decades earlier and had established a plumbing business and established himself as a reputable guy. So he hired Timmy because Timmy had some air conditioning experience, and he worked it out to where after Timmy had torn that motel room up the way he did, that Timmy was allowed to go in there and fix it. And they got it back the way that actually the guy that had hired him, I think, paid somebody to come in and do the floor. Where did Timmy go from there? He went to this guy's backyard into a travel trailer.
Travel trailer with two sister wives.
Yeah, with two sister wives. And I think the only five black people that live in Salt Lake City. I mean, it was just, it was a string of stories that you guys, you know, we ought to put them in some kind of a book, Billy. All those stories, because they read like fairy tales. You know, all those stories read like fairy tales, and yet they are absolutely true.
Yeah, you know, and like me, I got pulled over in Texas one time for being a passenger smoking a cigar. I got pulled over, and they analyzed my cigar. And we're talking real cigar, folks, not no switches, sweet. We're talking about cigar. Oh, well, what do you got there, sir? What's the cigar? Want to draw on it or what? You know, took it down to the test tube and looked at it, and all that brain explained that. No. No, that's all right. You know, but he just played with bloody murder. You know, and we wonder
so
what happened.
They thought it was a blunt.
Yeah, that's what they thought it was, and very blunt. We're talking a Corona cigar here. Okay? For those of you who know what a Corona is, long, big round, fat cigar.
I would have gotten out of the car and said, "Sir, you search this car, and if you can find a bottle of cognac, then I'll be happy to surrender and go with you." But you know, I mean, really, honestly, a blunt. Were you driving that SL at the time?
No, we were actually in a SUV. Pam was driving. And the funny part was, where I made the guy mad, was I opened the door, and I'd been out at a get-together in the country, and when you smoke a real cigar with real tobacco leaves around it, you spit. Because it's almost like you spit on the running board. And I thought, when you smoke a man's cigar, you have to spit, but it's really powerful. Lord. Anyway, we blundered off. We tried an experiment when we first started the show of talking stories. Mark, the drummer and all that, it didn't work. And last politics worked, but nothing. It's just boring. We finally called it.
Is it just me, or are you, Mike, are you hearing Billy breaking up?
I'm hearing a lot of static and stuff on the other end. Seems like, yeah. Am I better?
Yeah, you sound great now.
Okay, well, I just had it a little bit too low. I'm using an iPhone. Yeah, I'm going to give me a little harness that holds this thing in my head.
Yeah,
I can't use the headphones because they run out in an hour. I got these real good headphones, but they run out in about an hour. You know?
I've got an extra set of those earplugs. You've got the Spade connector at the bottom, right?
You've
got like a 13 or something.
I've got a magnetic charger. I got two chargers actually. One is a round thing that you just lay the phone on and it charges, and then another one. It's a little magnet down there, and you just wave the cord at it, and it sticks to it, instead of pulling it in and out and breaking the cord and messing your phone up. So I'm kind of restricted on that kind of nonsense. So I've got to use something that's kind of, not plug and play, but the other kind, the USB kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, the USB kind. But, no, it's... It's been a while. Oh, we finished almost. We got about 10 more minutes of the movie. We got down now to that point and got a lot of the problems out of the way. And so we've got that thing going real good today. That's why I'm kind of halfway tired tonight. We've been working on that all day. And Puck did a real good reading on that today. She's actually learning to act. Okay. See y'all in five minutes.
What? There were FBI informants at the January 6th protest? What's next? The government going to say that COVID came from a lab? I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. The federal government has finally admitted at least five FBI informants were involved with the Oath Keepers at the Capitol on January 6th. So if there was a seditious conspiracy or insurrection planned, the FBI knew about it. And if that's the case, why weren't the police prepared? Where was the riot gear? Why wasn't the National Guard called up? Everyone knew the protest was scheduled and expected to bring 250,000 people to D.C. Gee, it almost looks like the people in charge of security wanted the protest to turn violent. Find more news and comment at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000.
All right.
Over 9,000.
Here we go, a little repetitive music for your edification and everything, and we shall continue for the next, this is a short segment, 5 minutes kind of thing. Hey, there's five FBI agents, and I know I heard on the ad, five FBI agents are infiltrating the people in the January 6th Oath Keepers. Well, we know five people that weren't keeping their oath anyway, but that's all I'm going to say about that. What do you think, Ed?
I thought we weren't going to talk politics.
That's not politics. That's picking on the government. That's picking on the government.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, all right, here. How's that, Mike? I'm a little closer, man.
I think that when it comes to the insurrection, that they were planning it back in the summer, before the election. They were already planning the insurrection. Roger Stone and some other people were already planning the insurrection. I think it's interesting that the insurrection happened the day after Roger Stone had his sentence commuted for the crimes that he'd been convicted of. I think that there are plenty of bad Secret Service agents. I think there are plenty of bad FBI agents. I think there are plenty of bad agents in every. I've been thinking this since before Ruby Ridge. I think every police department's got some bad cops in it. That's why it's important that we do everything we can to protect our democracy. I mean, I think we've got to do everything that we can to protect our democracy. The Democrats are obviously doing some work on it. They arrested a Democrat in Pennsylvania who had been for years and years and years running corrupt elections and voting and was guilty of a lot of vote tally meddling and a lot of voter fraud. So they elected him and gave him 30 months in prison. So I'm pretty sure you go back to John Tyler. You know, John Tyler tried to join the Confederacy. I think we've had presidents that were bad presidents. You know, who did not have America's democracy as their highest priority, or even as a priority at all. I'm pretty sure. I mean, this is that job that I used to have that I didn't used to have. A lot of that work was just contract work that came from the alphabet soup of government agencies in order that they didn't have to get their hands dirty doing the things that they'd cooked up. Now, it wasn't the agency as a whole that did it. You know, you'd come to find out that it was a small group of people inside the agency that wanted to do something. Sometimes it was in Central America. Sometimes it was in Iran. I mean, yeah, that general that made sure that a couple of those helicopters crashed on that hostage rescue that Jimmy Carter had arranged. You know, just to make sure that Reagan won the election, which he probably didn't have to do anyway, the way things were going. So. You asked what I thought. That's what I think. I think there are bad eggs in every box of eggs that you find in the government.
Yeah, I agree with that. So that's what we were trying to say last night. Is we were soft selling. We're not discussing politics, but every now and then you have to talk about stuff you see, you know, and something else. I came up. I reviewed my criteria today on conspiracy theories. When one rule that you need to follow is I got a lot of hissing going on there. The longer a theory is, in other words, the longer it takes somebody to explain it, the more likely it's just a load of crap. I got a feeling called the blues. Oh Lord, since my baby said
goodbye, Lord, I don't know how to do. Here comes some good music, Billy.
All right. I do is sat and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got the kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she calls me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Thought I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm lonesome. I got to love sick too. Well, I'm in love, I'm in love.
I want the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman, because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
All right. That sets the mood. Yeah.
One of the best soliloquies that has ever been produced on film media ever. That's right. That's right up there with deserves ain't got nothing to do with it, you know?
It ain't changed in 40 years. That's a message I was trying to send out to people.
Look,
you think things are bad now? And just listen to that. I know things are bad. And they've been bad, and the Russians and the inflation, and it's the same exact thing. It's the same. The only difference now is we have the internet where it's in your face all the time. Used to, it was at 5:30 in the afternoon with Walter Cronkite and Huntley Brinkley and people like that, and then it was 30 minutes of it, and then it was gone. And then it was gone, and it wouldn't be there until the next day, and they had 30 minutes to cram everything in, from World War III to the Kennedy assassination, all right there, in a half hour. And the news was a little more honest back then. Not much, but it was a little more honest. And it was mainly just, fact reporting and reading it. Like Walter Cronkite, you see, and that's the way it is. November the 22nd, 1963.
Oh, God. He was just about as bad as Ted Koppel. Not quite, but he was right up there. Wasn't he one of Edward Murrow's guys?
Yeah. All these people came from the 30s and 40s. That's how long they've been in. They all came. Walter Winchell.
Not Huntley or Brinkley.
Oh no, they were newbies. They were newbies, relative newbies. And then the crew of Dan Rather and all that kind of thing. You actually would get more credible news from the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, except for the Sarah Lee thing.
I saw a guy, I'm not kidding you, I saw a guy blow his head off with a shotgun after giving a speech about how badly he wanted to use that gun on Troy, maybe it is Troy. That guy Donahue. They had the Donahue show.
Yeah, Donahue. Yeah.
And he mentioned Dan Rather in his rant, and he was saying, the world's run by faggots, just a bunch of queers, and he stuck that shotgun under his chin and blew his head off. Right, his kids were standing right there.
Was accused, I can't remember his name, but was accused of corruption. He's some kind of local big wig there in some town. And he had this manila envelope, and he took out these letters and passed them out to various people who had been in his department, recommendation, all very civilized stuff. And then he pulls out this .357 Magnum, and everybody's stuff went to water. Oh, my God, Don't do it. Don't get away. I don't want anybody to get hurt here. He stuck it under. No, he stuck it in his mouth. Yeah, he stuck it in his mouth and let it go. And boy, blew the top of his head off up into the ceiling. And you bleed.
Spectacular, isn't it?
Yeah, you really bleed a lot out the nose when you shoot a .357 up through the roof of your mouth, It really, if you're eating spaghetti, it's going to ruin your supper. It really is.
When people do that for any reason, really, I guess right now we're obligated to find out and announce the suicide hotline just in case anybody has suicidal thoughts. But
I think Mike, did we have a caller? Did I see you pop that up there? I was looking away. I don't know. He's going to come up again in a minute. I'm sure he's there. That was very special with Love Sick Blues fading into the rap,
sorry about that. Yeah, that was Bud Dwyer, but that's all I was putting on there is Bud Dwyer was the guy.
Bud Dwyer. Yeah. Okay, that was the guy that shot his roof of his mouth out. Yeah. Hey, look how bad we are. Look at it. This guy blew the whole top. And by the way, he was innocent. Well, years later, they found out he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blew the whole top of. Whoo! I never considered suicide. I never have. I've considered I'm like Mark Twain. Mark Twain said once that I have never killed a man, but I have read many obituaries with a great deal of satisfaction.
Well, you know, my grandfather, who had great ambitions for me politically, he had been the tax assessor collector for Bell County, and he wanted me to get into politics so badly, and so finally I said, okay, all right, I'll do something, and I became the water commissioner for Harker Heights, and then that spread to a number of other jobs that I wound up that were elected and appointed positions, including president of the Texas Manufactured Housing Association for a couple of years, so they were grooming me for a city council job, so I sat in on a municipal utility district meeting where they were deciding how to district a piece of land, and I caught on pretty quick that what the object of the entire exercise was to job this guy out of a piece of property that had his house on it and had been in his family for a long time. He didn't have anybody to leave it to, and he didn't want a bunch of strangers moving in there, there was somebody who wanted that land, and what they wanted to do was make that. It was an old farmhouse. They were going to take that old farmhouse and renovate it, and then build up a housing addition with a golf course, on that land. And that land was just a part of all the parcels of the land right there. And it was not something that he wanted, but they were going to do it. They were going to exercise eminent domain, and that's the first big argument that I ever had with my grandfather. He called me, and you remember that little kitchen table, that little table he had in his kitchen?
Yeah.
And he went in there with him, and you'd sit down, and he'd give you a glass of buttermilk. And
yep.
There was always some fresh cornbread. So, you know, you'd crumble up some cornbread in your buttermilk. And as you're sitting there drinking buttermilk with cornbread in it, you get the 411 from him. And I stood up to him. I said, no, you know, I'm not going to do it. I can see where this is going to take me. It's going to take me into a place that my heart doesn't want me to go. And, you've always thought, I know for a fact, you never told me this, but I know for a fact you've always thought I was kind of stupid for not doing some of the things that I didn't do. Because I could have made a lot of money doing it, but my heart just, that doesn't mean I haven't done some things that, would certainly have landed me in jail for a long time. It just means that I don't want to hurt kids and women and old people and poor people, vulnerable people, but people who've got it coming. Well, you know, I don't have any problem. I don't have any problem with that.
We got a caller, Lynn, out in Maryland. Might bring her on. Let's see what she thinks about what we're talking about.
I'd love to listen to y'all, and I'm just glad I finished my chili.
Hello, Lynn.
Public service announcement and let folks know that crisis number's 988.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lynn. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
I appreciate it. Billy, while Lynn is on the phone, please make a public service announcement on her behalf, on behalf of the radio station, that's the National Suicide Hotline. If you're feeling suicidal thoughts. Yes, 988.
They changed it more to a crisis hotline, like even if you just need resources,
okay.
Or you're a family member who just wants some information or is feeling stressed.
And
they're thrilling the crap out of you.
Well, Lynn, give us the number right quick again.
It's
988.
988, okay.
I've got it stamped in my mind. I might need it later on tonight or tomorrow. I don't know.
Let's hope not.
Listen, man, you know, you
it
can't...
It depends on what you're listening to on RBN, maybe.
Well, you can't stress me out. You cannot stress me out.
I worked for Apple for a long time, Lynn, And one of the things that was really funny, when they first come up with Siri, okay, we had to correct a lot of answers that Siri gave. The main one that was really, well, it's funny, I'll just be honest, it was really funny. If you got on Siri in like 2001 or so, and you said, I feel like jumping off a bridge, Siri would come back and say, there's a very nice bridge about a quarter of a mile from the floor.
And I'm sure it wasn't a glitch.
No, the bridge was there.
Yeah.
The bridge was there.
Now, but if you actually needed to cross that bridge for your directions, you'd probably be, you know, driving off it.
Well, Pam, with her Arkansas accent about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think I told you about this one. She was trying to ask Alexa a question over here, you know. Alexa, will you give me the answer to how to get to the Red Door grocery store? You know, like, and Alexa said, what?
It didn't speak Southern?
No.
Well, you need to talk to somebody about that.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Alexa or Siri or something. They can speak 14, 44 something languages now. They just can't speak ours.
No, well, and one thing I used to love to do back in my drinking days is I get to drink a few cocktails and I make passes at Alexa, you know.
I remember that. I was in your house when you did it one day.
That's so big. Yeah. It's all kept in the cloud.
Hey, listen, he talked it down.
What are you teaching AI?
he talked her down to the point where she was get about ready to have virtual sex with him. I couldn't believe it. I was like,
maybe you need to get him one of those robots.
Yeah, oh, God. One of those all.
Yeah.
Hey. No, okay, here we go. We with that casino we told you about, that we won't go into all the details, but one night we was having a party in the casino with some cops were there, and, you know, just a bunch of gathering of people drinking and everything. And Ted had ordered a blow-up doll, right? And we blew that thing up with helium. And we had it floating all over the inside. And some lady called the cops up and said we had a floating lady in there. They had to check. And the cops actually came. Oh, we had a report of a floating lady.
I think Willie's about to overtake our conversation, Billy.
Really?
Okay, good night, fellas. Thank you.
Thank you for coming on. As always,
Lynn, thanks a lot, man. Your laugh is delightful. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
All right. Do we have anybody else out there? Please tell me Willie wasn't really calling in.
I think he is.
Oh, Mike is phoning.
Little background music. No big deal. I'm gonna keep going. You got 10 minutes.
Well, that's good. That's good. Keep going. We'll keep going. Everybody call. Come on. Somebody call in. We need ideas here. We need to start talking. Y'all call in, or we're going to start talking politics again. Oh. Dave, are you still there? Yeah, I think I lost my co-host, Mike.
Oh, yeah, you did. He's calling me back on the other line.
Oh, that's good.
Is that you, Ted? Oh, wait a
minute. Yeah, y'all. Hey!
You there, Ted? All right, here we go. Sometimes it doesn't work the first try. I'm transferring him into the mix.
All right. I hear somebody laughing their butt off.
It's not working. Oh,
it's not.
Yeah, go hit that off button. Right next to the pink post-it note. Hang on 1 second.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, well, we're going to have Ted here in a second.
All right, we're going to have Ted here in a minute. And otherwise, you're going to have to listen to me telling dirty jokes.
There we go.
Are you there?
Yep.
Oh, thank God you're back. You're about to have to listen to me do a monologue, man.
Well, you do a pretty good monologue.
Yeah, I know. The last monologue I did was with V, where I got fired. This really happened, folks. Maybe about 2 or 3 years ago, so the lady's probably dead by now. And everything. Some lady called in. V. Oh, he was all excited. Well, I'll go. This is a star-spangled person from St. Louis. My God, you what when you hear? Oh, yeah, we'll get Frank in a minute. Get Frank a minute. Anyway, so we gonna get her on there. Boy, it's gonna be really good. And this old girl come on. She was gonna save all the wayward women in St. Louis, and she had a bad life, and she came out of it and everything. And then she said she had 5 kids by 5 different pimps. All right. Now, add a little bit of chili sauce to this. I was drunk. Okay. And then we cut to the commercial and everything. And B was, you know, we were talking back and forth and everything. And he was bring them both on in a minute. Anyway, V was talking to me, and we had a hot mic going. In other words, the lady that was supposed to be not able to hear us could hear us. And I won't repeat the language here on the air, but it was saucy. I said, you know what you're doing? She's got 5 kids with 5 different pimps. She's nothing but a, you know, and she's listening the whole time. It was good. It was really good. Hey, bring them both on. Let's see what we got. We got Frank on there and somebody else. Let's get a crowd going if we can. And I hope you're still there, man. I'm coming in.
Yep, I'm here.
All right, good.
Let's go with Frank. Say hi, yep. Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Oh, good evening, guys. How's everyone?
Well, we're rolling. We missed you last night, man. We told the story of the bag of diarrhea and coin last night. You should have been there.
Sometimes it gets too heavy even for me.
I see.
By the way, is V okay? Or is he
yeah. He's getting his way back to America. There's some kind of a... Over there, they don't have labels on their pill bottles or something. And he loaded up and got ready to fly over, according to what he said. And he was coming over here with all his medicines for his pain in his neck and stuff like that, with actually no paperwork. And that was good for Poland, but not so much for when he landed here. And he had to catch himself. You know, wait a minute, I'm going to land in New York and they're going to snag me like they did Brittany Griner.
Yeah, turn around and go back.
So he's still in Poland? Is that it?
Yeah, still in Poland.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, my goodness, what was his reason? Well, I guess you have to give some time. What was his reason for not being able to come here?
It's a complicated thing, Frank. The way he explained it last night, you know how when we get a prescription, I had mine come in today for my blood pressure, and all the doctor's information and how to take it and everything's right on the label on the outside, right? They don't have that there. So he had actually no proof other than the bottle of pills, his pain pills or whatever, that he's supposed to take them. So he's fixing to land in New York with no documentation for what they were fixing to find in his briefcase. Yeah, so he had to fix. He's got it fixed now. He is going to fly over.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But his back pain. He apparently took some flying lessons in his bathtub, and had an accident. And so his back pain is bad enough that he feels that he's going to be out for another 4 weeks or perhaps a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Just trying to get over it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he's taken up. I know very little about his early career, but I know he plays football. He plays some heavy football, and he's a heavy guy. And so his neck is all messed up too, from ramming into people with his helmet or something. But his neck's all the 3 vertebrae in his neck are all messed up. He's got constant pain there, and so naturally he's got pain pills. You know, that's what he has to come over here. get a good MRI and get everything straightened out. And he's got them doggone wisdom teeth, you know. So he's got a whole bunch of things going on as far as pain and everything.
Well, as much as football is loved over here, it is a very brutal sport long term for the players.
Yeah,
really. You know,
and they got terrible insurance system, and I mean, it's just awful. You're right; it's brutal. Frank, how old are you?
76.
Okay, so you probably remember Conrad Doblin.
Yes.
Okay, so did you ever see Conrad Doblin in his retirement when he was coming out and trying to publicize just how bad how brutal the sport was, and you know, Conrad Doblin was the kind of guy that could walk into a fairly large bar and clean it out by himself. So you know, you think to yourself, well, you know, he just, you know, I mean, he hit people, he got hit hard. And he always got up and went back to it. And you thought, well, this guy's just bulletproof. But he was wearing a pair of shorts with a gown over it. He pulled that gown up, and man, his legs didn't look human. They didn't even look human. And as he said, I can't walk. He said, I have times of the day that I just go to sleep. I pass out. My vision comes and goes. And, you know, it's all from being hit over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I think it's called CTE here.
Yeah.
Concussion something. And these guys that are making multi-million dollar contracts, they can't even enjoy them because they're too crippled up, if you will, to be able to enjoy the fruits of that contract. I have music there.
Yeah. Is that your music or ours?
I have music, so I'll hold
it. It's our music. We got a commercial coming, y'all. We'll see y'all in 5 minutes. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet mammal, he will die.
Civil unrest has gone to all the capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government. The domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you.
The world on you depends. Our life will never end. Gotta love your man.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.